Okay, well, wrapping up a year of successful podcasts week by week, you may consider me your last Christmas present, if you like. Although the podcast is always free. How many podcasters actually podcast during the holidays? I'm over here in Asia. They don't celebrate Christmas like that. So I just, you know, I'm not inundated with, you know, one gathering after another. I mean, no, it's great. Family needs to meet at different times. Multiple celebrations and seeing people and stuff. That's good. But anyhow, over here, you know, why not? You're my family, so I get to talk to you. So you're listening to me, your dear host, the formerly most important person in America, but now in the world. Your avenue guru par excellence. Book coming out. It might get there eventually. Finished up a huge coding project. I'm exhausted. And so my words are coming out wrong sometimes. I finished up a huge coding project. And this week I'm actually thinking about taking all of my grand ESL experience and making some ESL videos. Well, I mean, you know, when you've done something and people are constantly asking you, show me this, show me that. And I'm like, well, it's all the same. I feel like a broken record. I don't want to do that. You know, it's like I can help people if I just video myself and then they can review and share and then they get something that I don't have. A stop button. That's right. Not only the podcast, but YouTube also would have a stop button. And better yet, if you get the correct plugin for YouTube, infinite repeat, which is even better. So, no, not in the videos. No, I'm probably not going to have the blank paper to rattle out around, you know, in the videos. But we'll get to all that later. You know, I'm thinking this week, I've encountered a number of people in situations, and I've really gotten to thinking. You know, the concept of an avenue. An avenue, it's like the... I was talking with a friend that I randomly met. Capability. That was the word. Focus on the capability. I mean, trying to look at the things that you can do or things that can be done is such... It's such a focuser. It's your aimer. It's the way to aim. It's across your scope. It's your sights. It's the way to know where to go. You know, where do you go in life? Think about what can happen. Don't think about what can't happen. Look at the things that can happen. Now, maybe you need to differentiate. Well, what can and what can't? Oh, can't. And then you figure out maybe that's how you... But once you understand what can happen, focus on that. Or... what can you make so that it can happen? Maybe right now it can't happen, but you can do something so that it can happen. Just focusing on the capabilities, improving your own capabilities, helping give other people capabilities, aka empowering people, making things so that they can happen, looking at your life or what the things are that can happen. What can you do now to make it so other things can happen? Just looking at what can happen and how to improve what can happen. It's such a clear decision maker. You don't know where to go. You'll figure out where to go. It's like an avenue. I remember talking about this with a friend back in the States. Boy, must have been 15 years ago. No, check that, George. It's 10. It was 10 years ago. And he said, I like this. This is an avenue. That's what you're talking about. It's an avenue. It's like a nice grand highway that lets you go somewhere. It's a clear, open road that leads somewhere. You don't have to force people to try to go down the road. You don't have to try to get people from one place. Just make the road and people will travel on it. People climb a mountain because it's there, and they'll travel on a road because the road is there. So that that concept of an avenue, of opening up and looking at avenues, just that really made a lot of sense. You know, ultimately, Jesus is an avenue. You know, he's not a pastor who wants money. Jesus does not run a 501c3. He doesn't run a nonprofit organization. Jesus doesn't have a building with an address that you have to go to if you want to see him. Jesus came to, you know, the Old Testament said that his name would be God with us. And by God, the Most High God, not Greek demigods, not the Illumist doctrine, Illumist being the religion which I refer to as is yet to come out. I believe that there will be a new religion that will catch on all over the world. I call it Illumism. But not according to the Lucifer versus Jesus Illumist doctrine that we're going to be seeing show up, where you've got gods that are more like Superman and General Zod, or like Thor and Loki. No. Not mid-level demigods like that. The Most High God gave us his unique, one and only, one-of-a-kind Son to be with us. I mean, those are two things you don't get a lot of other places. A Most High God, a God who's with us. Most of the religions talk about gods that are neither Most High. They're not above hatred. They're not above jealousy. They're not above scandal. And those mid-level gods would never come down to where we are. And if they did, it would be weird. No. Here you've got the Most High God sending his one and only to be with us. And the Old Testament said his name shall be Emmanuel, God with us. It means we're not alone. And that's just awesome. And that itself was an avenue. You can do whatever you want with it. You can whatever you want. We don't need to try to, you know, strong arm or, you know, twist people's arms into anything. You don't have to try to control people if you focus on making avenues that can lead somewhere. Just help people. Make an avenue to something. If you have a friend who doesn't know how to figure something out, don't try to force him to do it. Don't try to do it for him. See if you can make a way for him to do it. See if you can build an avenue to the people around you. Build inroads. Make friendships. Say hi to people on the street. Who knows what a hello could lead to? It could lead anywhere. It's like an avenue. If you study something, get an education. Don't worry about the job. Just study something that you can study well. It'll be an avenue that'll lead somewhere. You know, if getting together with family, maybe there's family that you don't get along with. Well, that's okay. Just show up and see where it goes. It's like an avenue. So yeah, I'm going to start making posters with about, I've got a book coming out called Avenue Guru, where I explain, I'm going to get to that. It'll be free, of course, but you know what? I'll see you next year. And, well, you'll hear me next year. And until then, for the last time in 2016, I'm going to get to the point. The meaningful news of Christmas is simple. God is with us. It means peace on earth. It means goodwill toward mankind from the Most High. Many times people misinterpret this news as a sales pitch for Sunday morning. It's not. Good news is just good news. And the good news of Christmas is God with us. We are not alone. The one who would help us from heaven has already come. This is not a message of any other holiday. It's not a belief of any other main religion today. So, God with us really is news. Good news for all. And that's the point. Merry Christmas. I'm Jesse Steele. JesseSteele.com.